me. Mary suppressed a shudder. It was hard to imagine that the man standing in front of her was Lily's father. Amazing how just one night, one stupid night, could change your life forever.
I said I'd get you the money. Now get out of here and leave me alone.
Joey tucked the roll of 20s into the pocket of his black leather jacket. Tell Lily her daddy sends his love. Turning away from Joey's grinning face, Mary walked back into her apartment and firmly closed the door. Trembling as she stood at the window, she watched until Joey and two of his no-good friends got into Joey's beat-up Ford and disappeared. Unfortunately, tomorrow they'd be back for the money she didn't have. Her girlfriends had tried to get her to call the police, but Mary didn't trust the cops, hadn't since she was a teenager, shunted from one foster home to another. Back then, a lot of her problems had been her own fault, but even now, trust didn't come easy. And the hard truth was, Joey was Lily's father. DNA would prove it. Mary didn't know what the police might say about that, and she wasn't sticking around to find out.
Lily, honey, come on. It's time for us to leave.
Her 4-year-old daughter came running out of the bedroom. Lily had the same dark hair as Joey, the same blue eyes, but any other sign the two were related was in Joey's drug-hazed brain.
Go get your travel bag and let's go. Okay.
Lily raced back to her bedroom and grabbed her red-wheeled bag with the ladybug on the front. Mary grabbed the handle of her carry-on. The bags were the last two items she needed to load into the car. In minutes, she was on her way, driving her old, reliable Chevy Malibu out of Riverside, then hitting the I-5 freeway heading north. Though she had a possible destination in mind, with her money now mostly gone, she would have to be flexible. She wasn't completely sure where she was going to end up, just somewhere out of California, where Joey couldn't find her. The I-15 was closest to her apartment. She could change the route as she went along. It didn't really matter. As long as she wound up somewhere, Joey couldn't continue to harass her and Lily. She was on her way, as far as the money in her wallet and her credit card would take her, on her way to a life somewhere else. Mary just prayed wherever it was, it would be far enough away to disappear. Ian Brody took the Argonne Road exit off of the freeway east of Spokane. The road took him north, into the open Washington countryside. It didn't take long to reach the rural 10-acre property where he'd been raised, the 2-story farmhouse his father had been living in for the last 35 years. He pulled his dark green Jeep Cherokee up in front of the white 2-story wood frame structure and turned off the engine, just sat there for a while. He'd moved out right after high school, gone to college in Seattle, where he'd majored in police science, then became a cop with the Seattle PD. He'd left that profession years ago, taking a job as a private investigator for one of the local security firms. Now he owned his own very successful business in Seattle, Brody Security Incorporated. As busy as he was, Ian didn't get back to Spokane all that often, hadn't seen his dad in nearly 2 years. Guilt slipped through him. He should have returned a lot sooner. But since his mother had died 5 years ago, his father had changed. Daniel Brody was little more than a shell of the man he'd once been. These days he was bitter, sour, and most of the time downright unpleasant. Ian looked at the wood frame house. The place had deteriorated since the last time he was there. The white paint on the door was peeling, the front door needed mowing, the rain gutter above the porch was hanging loose. He had figured the house would be badly in need of repair, and he'd taken 2 weeks off to get the work done. He'd called his father, a little reluctantly since he was afraid his dad would tell him to stay away. Climbing out of the Jeep, he headed for the door, trying to ignore the dread churning in his stomach. The front door was unlocked, the way it always was. Daniel Brody didn't believe in locked doors. Ian had tried to tell him that times had changed, but his dad refused.